Yo, welcome to the show. Gather round, listen close. We got George, Brock, and J.A. bringing you the most NFL podcast. It's about to go down. Three amigos ready to run this town.
Welcome. Yeah, it's the big draft day episode. Woo. Little housekeeping to start off. Happy 1 year, boys. Happy one year together.
Oh my goodness.
It's the big 3 1 year together, so happy 1 year.
I didn't bring a present.
Fucking shock me, George. You never bring a present.
I bought a present. It's the gift of me.
Wow.
Your presence is a present?
Your presence is our present.
Perfect.
Speaking of presents, welcome
to the show. We got a little gift here. We got Bilbo.
Jay, actually butchering the board there.
Hey, I'm not known for my board skills.
Like your skills lie elsewhere. You do your best work after midnight. We know that. We all know.
Yeah, he does.
On the work bench.
His drums.
And it's not sexual, my best work either. That's the sad part. Everyone in their mind's like, oh, it's J.A.
Is it
Fox.
Really our 1 year anniversary?
1 year. One year.
Wow. I'm
a couple of days ago, 1 year, we did our first episode together, boys.
Properly warm and fuzzy right now.
So, welcome. Man. Like the
pretty
socials.
Gay, George.
You know how I know that, George?
Hey, I'm comfortable with my sexuality, man.
So am I.
Says the guy that won't paint his nails pink.
You're too comfortable.
You've been real fruity of late.
Super fruity, mate.
Like, boy, later, boy's a little bit zesty.
Later.
It ain't gay. Like it ain't gay if you don't make eye contact. They're the rules.
We're going to have a talk later.
We're all only one dick away.
But yeah, saw it on the socials 1 year. Yes. So go like our socials. You'll see some good things on there.
Yes, please.
Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I've been telling J.A. to post more shit on TikTok. It just doesn't do it. He won't even give me the login.
That's pathetic, J.A. You need to pick up your game.
The Vault Studio TikTok is J.A.'s personal TikTok. So
no, I've changed it now. It's not my personal TikTok anymore.
I don't want the login because I don't want to see your algorithm that you built up on that.
Oh, gee, can you imagine that algorithm?
It would be highly concerning.
That would be
highly gay as well.
It's a loose algorithm. There's super a lot of like, gay. Yeah, unsure people in my algorithm.
Speaking of unsure people, CTESPN, AB has fucking lost
his shit. He's coming to swing. Villain.
He's come out hot, hasn't he?
Yeah, I love it.
This is Brock now.
He's been terrified.
Yeah, wow.
He's so mean. He's a villain.
If you go back to when you first started the podcast to now, you can really see the development of character in Brock.
Yeah, correct.
Was a shy really, little boy.
Really spread his wings. He's a peacock.
You had to let me fly for a little bit. You had to let me fly. I had my first desk pop. Like, I really just changed as a person.
Fucking hell.
Desk pop is brilliant. I love that.
No, so...
You have been crazy.
AB has lost his shit. I'm not as crazy as AB.
Speaking of crazy.
On Twitter, telling Caitlin Clark that she looks like she probably keeps it hairy.
Because I missed this. Is that what he said?
That's what he said. And then he...
Wow. Facts.
And then
Why?
And then he made a red hat saying, make hairy coochie great again.
Oh my God.
He called her a fucking hat. He called her a Sasquatch.
Oh my god, he made a fucking hat.
He made a fucking hat, bro.
That's gold.
He called her a Sasquatch.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Told her to shave her upper lip. It was brutal. And then she just blocked him. And then he was like something about being blocked by someone who should be shaving or something like that.
Wow.
AB's lost his shit. He has a fucking podcast coming out with Tyreek Hill, one of his episodes.
Oh my lord.
Why would Tyreek Hill do that?
For the lols.
Because he beats his kids.
That's only going to damage his
brother.
He needs to play NFL forever because he's got like 4 kids on the way this year to three different women or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that. He keeps knocking them up.
Hey, he's a piece of shit.
Bro, learn how to rap it.
Shout out, bro.
Yeah, just...
when you got that much money, you don't rap it.
No one's got an issue with him fucking. Just rap your dick.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Florida's pro-choice as well, so what the fuck's he doing?
Villain arc.
Billy doesn't like that one, so moving on.
I can explain it to you.
He's putting in a real good case to jump over onto the package and the P.
He's the last one left.
Yeah,
in the
we're gonna get the crossover.
We've got to make it, and we'll wait for it. We're gonna make him wait for it.
Make him wait for it.
I like it.
He's slinging, bro.
I'm really liking this new Brock.
Yeah, same.
I'm been a big fan of it of late.
Yeah,
thank you, boys.
Like, has it terrified me? Yes.
Nah.
Has it turned me on?
I'm embracing it. I want it all.
I'm a big fan of him.
Good to see you, boys.
All right, where are we at? Let's go.
Let's get a second to it. So, obviously, Caleb's going one.
Consensus number one.
100%.
Sure. Going one. If only thing that could happen would be a draft day fucking movie sort of situation. Bo Callahan. That's the only way he's not going number one.
He didn't go to his friends. No one went to his birthday party.
Nobody went to his birthday party.
Oh, let's not draft him. Let's get 7 picks for a number 2 overall pick. It's the fucking worst movie in the history.
You know
draft
what?
Draft day If you haven't seen that movie, go and watch it. Kevin Costner saves the show. He's a champion.
It's good
Kevin
movie.
Costner is the only good thing about that movie.
Good movie.
It is. I feel like the people who were made that movie could have just spoken to anyone who knew about NFL and had them go, yeah, no, that wouldn't happen. Like, teams aren't going to give you, take the number one pick off you, then give you the second overall pick for fucking nothing because he's a new GM and you can trick him into it. Like, that's not how it works. And then you draft a fucking running back or an off-ball linebacker.
Off-ball linebacker.
It's like, why?
It's Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah,
I'm drafting Chadwick.
He's lucky that didn't kill his career.
It's Jackie Robinson.
It's also the Browns too, so you never know.
The Browns aren't doing this.
I feel like that's what they did. I feel like it was another team to start with, and then they went to all these NFL people, and they're like, this only works if you're the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, cool, we'll just be the Browns.
They did something equally stupid by giving fucking, what's his name, all that money.
D-Watts.
Yeah.
D-Watts.
And that's equally stupid.
Yeah. Hey, do you reckon Caleb Williams is as good as the hype suggest?
No, I don't.
Is it the problem with quarterbacks that go early, and this is the shitty part about quarterbacks that when you've got these picks, is it's really a 50-50 like bet. It's gambling.
Less. Bro, it's less. If you look up how many...
It depends on what your bar is. Like, if you're
starting,
looking...
Starting.
Yeah, but all of them
If you're drafting a quarterback
start.
In the first round, he's got to be a starter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that's, so is that your bar? You're saying that just a decent starter? Yeah. So is Fields a pass mark for the Bears?
What? Where was he drafted?
First round.
Three?
No. That's not.
Because he's not on your team. So that's what I mean. So Fields technically is a bust for the Bears. Now, he might go and end up being good, but after 3 years, you've traded him. So he can't have been a good pick.
I don't think he's that good. Caleb Williams, he had, so this is last season, he had a 66% completion rate, averaged 9.2 yards.
Mm.
This is over his career. 93 passing touchdowns and 27 rushing touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But I think if you watch his pro day and you watch him throw the ball, the dude can throw the ball. He's got a fucking arm on him. Like, he launches that thing, and he puts it on a dime too. But I think the off field, I think he's going to be the biggest locker room cancer. And I don't know if you guys saw, I can't exactly remember who they played, but it knocked him out of, they lost and it knocked him out of playoff contention.
Mm.
And he was like crying to his mum. And the USC put a thing up, having a moment. No. If I'm a GM, I'm looking at the. It's okay to cry and show emotion because you're hurt, because it means so much. But the way he was crying, he was just sooking.
I'm upset we lost. Cry. Yeah, you reckon it was
crying in the locker room. You think that's okay? No,
you can be upset that you're hurt, that you've lost, you put a heap into it, like, especially if it's a big game and like
you're supposed to be leading those guys, dude. You're not crying in front of those.
Exactly. Guys. Yeah. But you see NFL guys, you know, upset after like Super Bowls and
be
that.
Upset. No problem.
But this guy was like sooking to his parents. If I was a GM and I saw that, I'm like, this guy's weak. On top of that, he's asking, already coming out mid-college season, saying, whatever team takes me, I want percentage of ownership. Like,
I don't think that was real.
Lost to
it
Washington.
It was his dad that said that.
Lost to Washington that.
That was the Washington game. Michael Penix, yeah. Yep.
So. Michael Penix Jr. has been very quiet.
Quick little side note to what you said. I agree with what you said. He looked great on his pro day. He looked great. Yeah. Whatever. But, you know, Zach Wilson looked great on his pro day too.
True.
After Zach Wilson's pro day, everyone's like, oh my God, this guy's the next Drew Brees.
And
he's going to be
the draft
next fucking Brett Favre.
Do you know what?
Skip the draft.
Do you know what I...
the combine, sorry. I don't like that. I think if you're an NFL player, go to the combine and show off your skills, personally.
You don't have to do all the fucking lifting and shit like that.
I agree. Yeah.
Throw the ball.
Oh, 100%.
Go throw the ball. Throw it to different receivers.
Well, there was only one fucking quarterback that actually did the 40-yard sprint, and it was fucking the dude out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I can't remember his fucking name now. He's got the long fucking hair.
And the guy out of Tennessee did it too.
The actual 40-yard dash?
I think so.
No, yeah. Go and throw the ball. I agree.
Absolutely go throw the ball.
100%.
Because they all did like they're thrown into a wall and how fast can you throw it. That doesn't mean fucking shit.
It doesn't mean shit.
You can throw a ball. Is it catchable?
Throw a ball to different receivers. Now, Jaden Daniels, on the other hand, skipped the NFL combine, but he claimed, I'm not sure how I feel about this personally. He's an LSU boy. He's my boy. But he skipped the combine because his reasoning was he wanted to give more exposure to his receivers.
Sure.
So to me, that's more of a leader than what Caleb Williams is, because I just don't think Caleb Williams could be fucked.
Caleb Williams is not a leader. He only cares about himself.
100%. I don't know. I just don't think we know. I said it's, and this is like, it's easy to sit here and say, it really, there is a chance that Caleb Williams is a fucking bum and he's no good. And there's a chance that Michael Penix goes in the third round and is the best quarterback. There's a chance that Spencer Rattler is the best quarterback in the draft.
I'm gonna put it.
We'll get to him later.
I'm gonna put it out there right now. Just to put a button on this. Capital B, capital U, capital S, capital T. Bust.
I don't know. Is that what it spells?
Okay, but what classifies as a bust for you though? Because I don't think he'd be great, but I don't think he's going to fucking bomb out of the league in 2 years.
He will be out of Chicago in the same amount of time. In 3 years, he'll be done.
But is that a Chicago issue, though?
Probably.
Okay, so how does that make him a bust, though?
Well, it's all your perspective. What do you think a bust is?
What classifies as a bust?
I think Fields is a bust. I think Mitch Trubisky is a bust.
Okay, I'll put it this way. Zach Wilson, bust.
Absolute fucking bust. Yeah. Because they took him with the third pick. You think the players you could get for him?
Sam Darnold, bust.
Absolute bust.
If you're taking
those type of guys, a bust.
That's an interesting point then. What is your expectation? If you're taking a quarterback with the number one pick, what is your expectation on that quarterback?
Joe Burrow.
He's gonna be the switch that switches your franchise.
In one
completely.
Healthy year, took him to the Super Bowl. Then the next year, took him to the AFC Championship.
That's my point.
I don't know.
You're drafting a QB in the top five. That's what you want.
I don't know if that's always your goal to get Joe Burrow.
Well, then why draft him then?
But okay, but is Trevor Lawrence a bust then?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
But what? Why not though?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
classifies a bust?
He's won a playoff game, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, you can't be a bust if you want a playoff game.
If
you've
got,
so then that's your bar then.
I'm saying, I don't know.
Is it to not be a bust for the team that draft you? Is it to win a playoff game? That's actually a pretty good bar. I think that's a pretty fair bar.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, it's a fair bar.
Because then
my team
Dak Prescott was a bust for so many years before he won a playoff game then.
Prescott won a playoff game in his first year.
And Zeke won a playoff game in his first year.
He was the quarterback, and they won a playoff game in his first year. I don't know what to tell you.
Just you go.
Fair enough. And then he went like 3 years without one. He had a long run between.
It was a wild card game.
If you say that out loud, oh, he's a bust, but he's won a playoff game. It sounds stupid.
No, you're right. I think that's a great bar. I think if you're a starting quarterback, you're drafted and you're a starting quarterback for a full season, injuries aside, and your team makes the playoffs, I don't think you can be a bust.
How can you be a bust?
I think being the starting quarterback for a playoff team is acceptable.
If the team is better with you there than what they were when you weren't, I think that defines a bust. If the team's worse or the same as what it was when you were there, if you're a first round pick, like particularly number one overall or top five, if the team's the same or worse with you there, you're a bust.
100%. I reckon that's pretty.
That's my sort of definition. I don't think you have to win a playoff game. Because that's kind of hard. Like, you look at the Bears, like, even the Jets, like, we're so bad. But if you can get there and say, oh, look, I'm going to take us to...
Do you reckon CJ Stroud could have made the Bears a playoff team this year? The Jets a playoff team this year?
I think so.
I reckon he would have made almost any team a playoff
team. So he's definitely...
What he did
bust.
With limited players, like...
Correct.
I'm still not buying into the Tank Dell, Nico Collins, like, superstar. They're gun players. Like,
no, I think they're just good players.
I think CJ Stroud's made them a lot more than what they are. I think they're very good.
I really feel like he's going to get found out in his second and third year, though.
Straight up.
You give a defensive coordinator a chance to fucking study film
off-season
of you in a playoff in a NFL team. They're going to come back with answers.
Stroud is. I agree with a lot of players like that. Like Lamar got done by that in his second year because he was such a good runner that first year. They went, all right, we're just going to keep you in the pocket, not rush.
His first four years.
Yeah, and then now he's developed away from that, so now he's even harder. But CJ Stroud, watching him. He doesn't have that, he can't make this throw. He can't do this. He can't run with it. Like, it's almost Rodgers-like. When Rodgers first started, everyone was like, oh, well, teams will find his weakness.
Teams are still trying to figure him out.
They didn't. Mm. They didn't find it because, like, and Joe Burrow is the same and Mahomes is the same. Brady had a weakness over these guys. His weakness was his athleticism. He wasn't a good athlete. But he was so good in every other element that he almost knew what you were running before.
But he counteracted that in the office by getting rid of the fucking ball quickly.
100%.
Because he knows, I can't stand here. I'm a fucking statue. Like, I'm just going to get murdered. Like, I've got to get rid of the ball.
So I just don't think CJ Stroud, I think he's very similar. This might backfire a bit. I think he's a guy that doesn't really have those weaknesses.
I think Stroud's good. That was a great pick by them. They've reset their franchise.
I also think if Stroud went to the Panthers, I think the Panthers are pretty shit still. I think he's a lot better, but I think
he'd make him better.
The team's fucking shit.
The Panthers are.
And that's what I'm saying. The team like can be fucking horrendous, but if you're turning your wins over from before you were there to more positive, I think that would define if you're a bust or not. Because at the end of the day,
I think Bryce Young's a bust then, because I think the Panthers are worse. They were worse last year than the year before.
Fucking stamp it. Bust. Bust. I told you. 100%. He'll be out of the NFL. Yeah. Like, either end of this upcoming season or one after.
I think it would just be like Zach Wilson.
They said Burrow had two small hands when he was getting drafted. That dude is too small to be an NFL quarterback. I'm sorry. Fantastic college quarterback.
Do you think Wilson, he's obviously on the Jets for next year. Do you think Zach Wilson, after next year, if he's the same as he was this year or doesn't get to play much, do you think anyone signs him to be a backup?
Yep. He'll go in and he'll either be a backup or like...
I don't know what... I think they will too.
Like they'll have him on
But I don't know
squad.
Why. Like I get it for Darnold because Darnold showed a lot. Like he's shown some good stints and he's got a bit of veteran leadership about him. Like Wilson's not as good a leader as what Darnold is.
No,
Wilson's
him,
a spoiled little brat.
Yeah.
That's why.
If I was an NFL team, I would be like, I am not signing Zach Wilson. I'm not being that team that gives him a lifeline. But you're right. I think someone will.
Someone dumb enough or desperate enough will.
See, a team will sign him as a backup because look what happened to fucking Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Geno Smith got punched in his fucking face at the Jets.
Yeah. He was asking for it, though. He should have paid that guy.
Is that what it was about?
$500 $500, bro. 500 bands, man.
That's definitely not...
It's
definitely not 500 bands.
Definitely not 500 bands. But
no, that's is that $500,000?
Yeah.
Yes. A band, 1,000?
Yes.
A band is 10 grand.
A band,
that's a rack. A band is 1,000.
I do not have the skin complexion to make this sort of argument, so I don't know. I'm going to go with Brock.
$1,000 comes in a band.
We're all black on the inside.
No, we're not. Incorrect. We're red.
Red.
And some pink.
Some.
Not everyone's pink, JA.
As a final
They're
thought
not all
on this,
pink.
As a final thought on this, the issue.
I'm sorry. It was Billy's squeal laugh. It gets me every time. That's the he needs to breathe laugh. Fuck,
as
I love
as
it.
You wheeze
him, oh, I love it.
It's real Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, it's very good. It gets me. Right.
So the issue with Williams strong number exhale. Two is that shitty franchises are always going to be reaching for a quarterback.
100%.
And this is
and overpaying for agents.
Yeah. Yeah. But so this is symptomatic of the system, basically.
I wouldn't fucking reach for a quarterback because look what happened to fucking Washington. They got two quarterbacks in the same year. They got Griffin, second pick, and they got Cousins in the fourth.
They were very unlucky, though. Yeah. If Griffin doesn't get hurt, they're in a different world.
But that's the thing. You're still taking two quarterbacks and just let them fight for it.
Yeah.
Let them fucking fight for it.
Yeah, the theory.
Rather than trying
to... And then they let Kurt, like, then they found, had Kirk Cousins and then let him go.
Yeah, because they're fucking Dan Schneider.
For nothing.
It runs in the name.
Yeah, don't leave your kids alone with Schneiders. Right,
so Williams going number one.
Yeah.
What are we thinking next?
Jane Daniels.
Yeah, I think it's all well and truly reported that
I got Jane Daniels at two.
Yeah.
College career, 12,749 passing yards, 3,300 rushing yards, 89 tutties, 34 rushing touchdowns. I will admit, I was pretty unsure of him going into this season, obviously being an LSU boy. And then they lost.
Won a Heisman?
Won the Heisman, yeah, but I watched him against Florida State, and I was just like, oh, God, here we go. He was pretty atrocious against Florida State, but he came out, and he made some plays. He's a real weird one. I'm not sure how he's going to go in the NFL.
Mm.
He'll either be good or, like, really good or just terrible and be out of the league in a couple of years. But he does – there are reports, though, that, like, he has that explosiveness. He is – another version of Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. And that's what teams are drawn to. The fact that he can, when he takes off and runs, the dude can run and he can move like Lamar. Like he can cut and he's explosive. So I think that's what's going to be the main attraction for Washington. I can't see him dropping to New England. And whether you love him or hate him, the dude still won a Heisman and that's not fucking
I think it's going to be a shame for him. So I have to go to Washington.
Yeah.
Because again, this is, you know, I was thinking the other day, right? How good would it be if they made a rule? And I think, tell me if you guys think this would make the NFL better or worse, because I think it would make it much better. If you had a top 10 pick, you weren't allowed to take a quarterback.
Oh, wow.
Or, hey, you know what? Make it top 15.
Nah,
so basically,
you know what? It would just shift everyone. It would make those picks worthless. So it would shift everyone to, like, literally...
I think it would make teams better because then teams like Chicago, Washington, New England, who are terrible, would be like,
adapt.
Well, let's build our team the correct way.
Yeah.
And then teams, for example, you know, like let's look at a team who's down the list right now. So the Colts at 15, right? They get Caleb Williams.
So hang on.
So he's walking into a pretty decent situation.
But you're saying, but no, but that what will happen was teams will go, oh, I'll trade you this pick.
Teams will just be trading down.
Yeah, pick 15 will become the new pick number one.
Yeah, it'll make the draft a bit wild. Yeah. I agree.
It'll be weird and it'll be pointless.
But I think you would find teams would have like, they would build better.
Snake draft it.
Snake draft.
Snake draft it. Oh,
wow. Snake draft. I don't mind that.
Snake draft.
I just think it'd be fun. It'd be fun if teams that were shit couldn't take the quarterbacks and ruin them. You know, like the Chiefs did when they got Mahomes. Like they had one bad year and then got Mahomes. Or one, yeah. And they traded down got Mahomes.
No, they traded up to get Mahomes. They traded to the 10.
Sorry, up. They traded up to get Mahomes. Sorry. And
they traded with someone.
A good quarterback went into a good team.
They traded with the Bills.
Yes, that's right. The Bills. Yeah,
pick 27.
Yep. No, no, Mahomes is pick 10.
No. But
oh, they went back.
The Bills went to 27.
Yeah. So I just, I don't know, I think it'd be fun. Imagine if quarterbacks went to good teams.
I still subscribe to the theory of just take the best player available. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, take the best player available that you need. So what? Yeah, I think you need to identify. I think you need to identify. Okay, what is the position that we are starving at?
Mm.
Okay, let's take the best available player at that position. If it's like a running back or a lineman or something that is not in the top 10, trade back and fucking build up your draft picks for that.
Trade
back and rape the draft and say, well, we've got like one of the top five picks. Give us like a late first round, a couple second rounds, and you can have this because then you get your guy and we get to build our fucking roster. Mm.
Just on Jordan Daniels, he ran a 40-yard dash in 4.5 when he was at Arizona State. That was the last record of him running the 40.
Yeah, I couldn't find that.
That's
online.
Fucking quick. That's fucking quick.
No, I think he'll be good. They brought in a few people as well. They brought in Washington. They brought in Eckler. They brought in your boy Tyler Biadasz as well.
Tyler Biadasz. Sure.
Yeah. The only thing that concerns me about Jaden Daniels as well, I don't know if you guys saw him play much in college. The dude takes some big shots, which is also
some
good. Like
killers.
He took some kill shots and bounced straight. Like the dude's tough. And I think if Caleb Williams took those shots, he'd be off the field. Crying.
Yeah, do you think Callum was a bitch, man.
Yeah, so like Jaden Daniels, he's got that dog.
He did paint his fingernails once.
Who?
Callum Williams.
Exactly.
Iconic.
Not just once.
Exactly.
Iconic bitch move.
I'm not saying
it's a bad move, but it's an iconic bitch move.
No, you respect it. He had one that said, fuck Utah on it.
Fuck Utah.
Fuck Utah.
Still gay.
That's something you'd do. You're gonna do that next year.
I kind of get around that.
You might do that next year.
You're gonna have fuck crew on it.
Yeah.
Respect plus one.
And then the best thing is I'll get one of the crew people to write it for me and watch them spell it wrong. They'll spell fuck
no,
and crew wrong.
That's the Preds. That's the Preds players. Two in particular.
They can't spell anything.
They can't spell their names.
They can't even get a proper job without a bus taking.
I agree with what you're saying about taking a few big hits because I saw some highlights. Yeah. I think he's going to have to get rid of that.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, he'll die in the NFL.
A few big hits in the NFL, he will be gone. But that also says to me, if he takes a hit in the pocket, he's going to bounce straight back up.
Sure.
Yeah, he's going to have toughness. Yeah, and O-lineman and that
wear,
love
as a quarterback,
toughness.
You'll wear that. If you hit in the pocket, that's like your job. That's what you get paid to do.
But do not run out of that pocket and take a big shot.
All rookie quarterbacks that can run, the first thing they should do when they get to minicamp is like, all right, we're going to do a full training session on sliding.
How do you slide? Yeah.
And we're going to get some of our best defensive players to show you how quickly they close the fucking gap.
Did Jaden Daniels play baseball? Because if he played baseball, he can fucking slide.
Russell
don't
Wilson,
think
Joe.
So.
Because they can all play.
Russell Wilson, baseball player, slide.
Joe Flacco didn't play baseball, couldn't slide. You couldn't even teach him to slide.
Joe Flacco, there's a lot of things he can't do.
That's a Super Bowl champion.
Play quarterback's not one of them. I'll give him that. He can play quarterback. But there's a lot of things Joe Flacco can't do. You know,
all right.
Walk without a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
A walking frame. He's old as fuck.
I've heard reports. You know, obviously we're moving on to pick three. Heard reports that
New
England are open
out.
For business.
Yeah, well that's exactly what they said. They're open for business. They're going to trade out.
They're going to trade that. Pick.
They're going to trade out.
So you don't, let's say in your scenario because you've got them.
I've got.
They're not trading out in your scenario.
I've got
what
so many scenarios. So I said there's so many scenarios. I'm just going to do it basically on what each team has to pick.
Yep.
Because the draft's crazy. We all know that. Anyone that watches football knows the draft's crazy. I got New England taking Drake May at three.
Yeah, I think if they don't trade out, that's what they'll do.
And I think a team that does come in at number three will take Drake May.
Yes, I agree. So whoever trades up is traded up to take him. 100%.
So you got three quarterbacks going in the first three.
Yeah, I got first, second, third.
I think that's pretty fair. Ooh,
is Drake May just a better looking version of Mac Jones though?
No, I think he's a bit better than Mac Jones.
Yeah, okay.
Mac Jones, you got to remember, Mac Jones had studs around him at fucking Alabama.
Yeah.
And he come through with Saban, like, at the end of his Goat era.
Yeah.
With
Saving Tua, his era when he could still fudge the system and do what he wanted.
With
now
Tua
he can't, so he's
and
retired.
Jalen Hurts as well above him.
Yeah.
I think he was just gifted a spot basically.
He's an Alabama quarterback.
Yeah.
You're always gonna have good. You're gonna look good because you're gonna have either the best 1 to 5 receivers out of every fucking draft.
You're gonna have studs around you at every position.
Every high school class. You're getting 1 to 5.
Yeah.
So. I genuinely think I think if there's going to be a trade in the top five, it's the Patriots for sure.
So who trades for it? You reckon?
Rumors are Vikings.
Yeah, I've heard the Vikings too. I think that's a really good.
The
really
Vikings good have pick 11.
If they come up, they'll take Drake May. Yeah, they need a quarterback.
Yeah, they'll take Kirk Cousins 2.0.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they can build around him. I mean, they've got
Addison. They've got good receivers.
They've got Addison and Jettis.
Jefferson. Yeah.
Again, if I was Drake May. And the Vikings come up to 3 and take me, and I don't have to go to New England. I'm like,
thank you.
I get
very
to throw
much.
To Jay Jettis and Addison
100%
over fucking
to
going to New England
in the fucking snow where it is freezing.
None of
cold.
Them trade; they all trade inside.
Well, play.
Play. They're gonna play in some snow.
Like at Gillette Stadium.
Be freezing.
Stuff that.
Yeah.
I
agree.
So I think that'd be a dream.
If I'm Drake May, I'm actually almost praying that
he's
Minnesota.
Praying for, I 100% agree. 100% agree with you.
Because I mean, could you imagine you go coming out of high school, coming out of college, straight off the back of an Addy? And they go, oh, by the way, your next two targets are you throwing to are Justin Jefferson and Addison.
Yeah. I was going to give you I got a bit of a hot take for the draft.
Ooh.
Out of pick 3, 4, or 5, which is New England, Arizona, or the Chargers, one of those picks will 100% be traded for.
It's going to be New England. They've already said they want to.
But do you know what that tells you? Well, do you actually want to take a quarterback if you're trying to trade out? They might, because Arizona don't want a quarterback. The Chargers don't want a quarterback.
Right.
So maybe they would say to New England, well, and like it depends what you value. Do you value Drake May that much higher over a J.J. McCarthy or a Michael Penix Jr.? Like, it depends on what they value. They might go, well, again, we're not going to give up the next 3 years of first-round picks to come up to 3 to get Drake May because we like J.J. McCarthy. And you know what? The Cardinals don't need a quarterback. The Chargers don't need a quarterback. Giants, from all reports, are going with Daniel Jones,
they're comfortable with that.
The Tennessee Titans don't need a quarterback. The Atlanta Falcons don't need a quarterback. And the Chicago Bears at 9 won't need a quarterback.
No.
So then Minnesota have only got the Jets, who I'd be shocked if the Jets took a quarterback with Aaron Rodgers.
Of course not.
So unless someone else jumps up to take the New England pick, unless they're comfortable, if they're comfortable not taking May. Now, I think if Jaden Daniels was to not go number 2, then I think Vikings are like, done, bring us up for Jaden Daniels. I don't know if it's worth... I think that if the Vikings struggle this year and they're in this position again, there is another Drake May in next year's draft.
Yep.
I think Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are the only guys that I'm kind of like, you got to take your chance at getting them
because
they might end up being really special.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't think Drake May, I think he's Will Levis 2.0.
I've got
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he's all of them. He's just not, he's okay. Like, and he might be good, but... The strike rate on him is it can't be that high.
If he ends up going to Minnesota, though, that's a good situation for him.
Yes, and I think if Minnesota, if no one else comes up for New England, the thing is, like, you might think J.J. McCarthy is just as good.
Sure.
They might say, okay, Drake May, McCarthy, Michael Penix, we've got them all around the same one. They know at pick 11 that one of those guys are going to be there.
Sure.
Because no other team in that top 10 is trading
up.
Need
a quarterback,
yeah. Yeah, unless someone trades up and jumps them. Which they'll know then, and then go, all right, now we've got to make a move.
Who's further down the list that might need a quarterback, you think?
Well, you got...
Denver Broncos, 100%. Raiders, they're not rolling with Minshew. Saints, they're not rolling with Carr for much longer.
There's heaps of teams that need quarterbacks, but...
Seattle, potentially, if a guy's there, if the option's there. Jags, no. Obviously, Jags have got Mac Jones. They don't need anyone else.
So did you say the Giants don't want to trade up? Because I've read a couple of times...
I've heard... contrasting information.
So I got Arizona at pick 4.
Yeah.
Obviously. And if I've read that there's a possible trade that they'll come up to get J.J. McCarthy. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Arizona, if they stay at pick 4, should take Marvin Harrison Jr. First receiver off the board. They got Kyler Murray who's...
Arizona are crazy if they move back because they lose the top. If they move back,
they should 100% take...
Unless they move back to the Giants, like... If you say the Giants go, all right, we're going to give you next year's first round pick, which is probably, the Giants go to Arizona, we're going to give you next year's first round pick.
Which will be a top 10 pick.
Which will be a top 10 pick, most likely. Yep. And then they've already got the Texans' first round pick from this year. If you say, hey, we're going to give you that, and we're going to swap with you in the first round, they go behind the Chargers. Yeah, Chargers may take
Chargers will take
Marvin Harrison, a Neighbors. But you know, going back to six, you're getting one of those three guys if you want a receiver, if
Harrison's,
you're Arizona.
Harrison's good, though.
I think Harrison's good, too, but there's reports today.
I think he's a safe bet, but there are, I believe there are receivers that possibly will be better than Harrison.
Okay.
He's the safer. He's the most balanced guy. Yeah. Like, his ceiling and his floor are the closest together.
My two cents, if Arizona are fucking nuts if they don't take him.
No, no, if he's at four. But I'm saying if the Giants want to jump the Chargers
Kyler
to,
needs
to
someone
get him,
to throw to, especially without Fitzgerald.
I'd also argue, like,
because they're rolling with Kyler, so they've got to do something to help.
They have to roll with Kyler, how much they're fucking paying.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And I think he's worth it, too. I like Kyler Murray.
No,
I think he's
I'm not hating on him, but I think, like, you've got to do something to help him succeed.
Yeah.
When do we classify him as a bust?
He's not a bust.
Has he made the team better?
Yes, 100%.
Arizona
were a fucking atrocious last year until he came back and played.
Yeah, and then they did look good when he came back.
I don't like him. I think they're paying him
he
way
makes
too
them
fucking
much, better.
Much.
He makes Arizona much better.
That's not his fault that they're paying him too much.
Yeah, and in the hindsight of quarterbacks, he's not getting paid that much.
He's the fifth highest paid quarterback.
Yeah, it's not that.
But that's because there's been five other contracts gone above him.
Yeah, when he signed, he just come off a near MVP season.
Yeah,
signed
2021.
2022 was his first year of his contract.
Yeah, that's fair.
Pick five.
I love inside jokes.
Moving on, pick five.
Billy needs to wee.
Scotty.
Right, you go wee while we talk about the trade. I was also going to say, like, why if the Giants, say Arizona at four, right? Let's assume New England take Drake May. Let's just assume in this scenario. Sure. In what world is it worth the Giants trading up for four to get JJ McCarthy with Arizona and LA next? Because they're not taking JJ McCarthy.
There isn't. Because they don't need a quarterback.
Unless another team, and this is where the draft becomes so, like, almost entertainment. Because what Arizona will do to the Giants is they'll call them and say shit like, hey, Vikings just got on the phone, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
They're coming up. If you don't want to trade with us, they're going to trade with us. So I've known you a long time, man. Yeah. I just want to tell you. Like,
yeah, I'm trying to help you here.
I'm trying to help you here. If you don't want to come up, that's fine. But tell me now, because I'm giving you the first chance, because I like you and you know you're a friend of mine.
Yep. Yeah.
And he goes, oh, no, we're out. And he goes, all right, well, the Vikings are coming up then. I'm just letting you know. 2 minutes later, I'll be, oh, all right, no, we'll give you, we'll do it.
Yeah.
We can't afford not getting him. Yep. That's where you wish you could be a fly on the wall for some of these meetings.
But do you think that McCarthy's worth jumping up that
No, line? I don't think. I think McCarthy is an absolute product of being in one of the best college teams for the past 20 years.
I think I made a mistake before as well. Well, I get confused between Drake May and McCarthy. I said Drake May come out of Michigan. It's UNC.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, Drake May is light blue.
Yeah, yep. So, but yeah.
Goat college colours. UNC.
Oh, fantastic college colours.
You know where JJ is going to go? He's going to go between 14 to 16.
JJ McCarthy?
Yep.
Yeah, when all the quarterback hungry teams come up.
When your quarterback teams that can sit him for a year.
Yeah.
Or your team's going to be shit, so you're going to draft a quarterback now.
Or if get one out of the way. Do you reckon pick five? Again, I've read a couple of things.
Chargers go Joel.
Minnesota's coming up to trade for the LA Chargers, taking McCarthy.
Potentially. So I was just saying, while you were doing a little wee-wee, I was saying that the Giants, what the fun would be, the fun part of being in the room with the Giants would be when Arizona call them and go, hey, I know you think us and the Chargers are picking the next few picks and we're not going to take a QB, but Minnesota are on the line.
Yeah.
And hey, I'm your friend. I'm just trying to. I think that's where the fun part of the draft would be. What draft day of the movie should have been.
Be?
Yeah, yeah, should have been that shit. Them fucking dudes over being
how
like, hey, I'm doing
be
this.
To be in a
war room.
A room
yeah.
on draft day, that'd just really watching awesome. The chaos unfold.
Apparently, it's fucking brutal.
Of course it would be.
Like, they have. So apparently, each NFL team also hire psychologists to listen to phone calls to be like,
to see
that dude's
lying.
Being genuine, that dude's lying.
Wow, really?
So someone calls up and the psychiatrist listens and goes, I don't know, man, he had a stutter in his voice. I don't reckon he's telling the truth. I don't think the Vikings are coming up. I think you should let it go. Like, they actually have, that's how deep, because it's just
it's business,
32 bro. Fucking teams
bro, that's
trying
to
fuck with
each other. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I never forget when the Bears traded up to, they swapped from 2 to 3 with the new all, the 49ers. And the 49ers haven't taken Solomon Thomas, who ended up being a bust.
Oh,
but
yeah, yeah.
To get Trubisky, the Bears traded up one pick.
That's right, yeah.
And everyone was like, why the fuck did they move up one pick? The Niners have never taken it. It's because the Niners were literally telling him, hey, we got this guy on the phone. If you don't want it, tell us now, because we're making a trade with these dudes.
Yep.
So you tell us right fucking now, and you've got it. And apparently they kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And the Bears were just like, we got to do it. 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 We just have to fucking do it.
Fucking Bears.
And could you imagine it though? Like, it'd be tough if you're the Bears, right? And you're like, okay, we're going to take Trubisky. You love him. And then the Niners are going, hey, the Giants just called me. They're taking Trubisky too. And they're willing to give us next year's first round pick to make sure they get him. What are you going to get him? Or are you happy to not get him?
On him. Yeah.
And then it came out afterwards that it was all lies. No one was, 49ers were talking to only the Chicago Bears. No one else wanted them.
I love that.
Because no one wanted Trubisky, rightfully.
Yeah, obviously.
I would have loved to be part of the Zoom call ones.
Oh, I'd be
just
great.
To be sit on all the fucking Zoom calls.
I just want to be there for the ring, the Zoom ring. The little ring that goes through.
Right,
and be like, don't answer straight away. Don't answer. Hey, let it ring. Don't answer, we're desperate.
Three rings, we pick it up.
Yeah.
Hey, Arizona taking Harrison?
I think so.
I think so too, yep.
And Chargers, who are they going to take?
I think Joe Alt, the left tackle.
That's a good
one. Who'd you have on your thing?
I believe the Chargers will trade down because they'll take a tackle or someone.
I don't think they'll
fleece a team for it. So I've got here that
Cardinals Chargers are hot tickets to trade out. I think one of them trades. 100%.
I think the Vikings or some will trade up to take JJ McCarthy. I think
someone could jump
them. But otherwise, they'll take Lyman or something like that.
Or Chicago at 9 take JJ McCarthy and Caleb Williams, and it's like, all right, battle it out, boys. One's an underdog from Michigan. One's a top prospect. Let's go.
If you're taking a QB at 1, what are you drafting at 9?
Whatever the best player is there, that's an offensive player, tackle or wide receiver, whichever one's the best.
They've got good receivers, don't they, in Chicago?
Keenan Allen and DJ Moore.
Mm.
Yeah. You could always do it.
You'd rather a tackle.
If he's there, but Joe Alt might not be there.
Yeah.
Like the guy you want might not be there, you know?
Pick 6, yep. Giants have got it. I've got them taking who I believe will be the best player in the receiver in the draft, Malik Nabers out of LSU.
Oh, yeah.
This dude's a stud. Like, you watch some of his game highlights and that.
You know who should take him? The fucking Jets should try and take him.
Well, there's another one for the Jets. That's coming. 89 receptions, 1,569 yards, and 14 tutties last season.
Mm.
So
the dude
can play, and you watch his highlight reel. He's 6 foot. I think he's 90 kilos. He's 200 pounds. So what's that?
Yeah, about 90.
And the dude's quick, man. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know his 40-yard dash time, but the dude can play. Great athlete, can make moves in open field after he's catched it.
Yep.
They actually compared him and Brian Thomas to Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, okay,
they believe they were the next two of them.
Yep.
And those guys just balled out in college.
Yep.
So, I think he's going to go at number 6 to the Giants because, let's be honest, they need someone to throw to.
Well, the only issue is the guy throwing the fucking ball. But anyway.
That is the issue. Yeah, I get that. So they need a guy who can make a play.
Looked like he was high. Daniel Jones looked like he was on fucking meth.
No,
his eyes were all messed up and he was like, it was weird.
It's in Jersey, man. What do you expect?
It was very weird. Yeah, Lamar Chase Malik Nabers didn't do the combine.
No.
Sack of shit. I'm off him. Do the combines. I know how fast you run with a tape measure, bitch.
Does it really matter though?
It matters to me. I want to know.
I want to know
how fast
you're
he runs.
A football nerd, like, can he play?
I want to know how far the, you know what the big stat is. I want to know how far the O-linemen can, how fast they can run.
Yeah, how stupid is
because,
that?
Because, mate, if you don't know how quickly they are in the open field, what's the point of drafting?
Who was that team?
Guards and centers running 40-yard dash times. Fucking,
I think it was the Jets. They were there and they go, this guy's going to get outside and tackle Josh Allen out of the pocket. He's going to chase him down and tackle him outside the pocket when he's on the run. And then they cut to the film during that season. They drafted him. They cut to the film. I can't remember the name of the guy. It's killing me right now.
Was he an early pick?
Yeah, and he got out of the pocket and chased Josh Allen down and fucking nailed him in the back, out.
Was outside. It last year's draft?
I think so. Yeah, I'll have to. I'll find the clip. Okay. I'll send it to the vault and you can put it up.
Cool.
Yeah. Like I said, there's
some. I think it's important.
I think it's important. The combine. The reason it's important. Is it's there to confirm what you've seen. So if you see like Malik Nabers, right, and you're watching your tape of him and he's super fast and you're like, okay, is this dude, how good an athlete is he? Is he winning just from pure athleticism or is it more than that? Whereas like Marvin Harrison ran like a 4.5 and it's not that fast for a receiver, but the motherfucker's always open. Mm-hmm. So it tells you, okay, well, this dude's actually got some receiving traits because he's not just outrunning everybody.
Sure.
Because college dudes... A lot of them just outrun everyone.
And you can't see that on tape?
Well, you can't tell. You can see it, but the combine can match it for you.
Yeah, okay.
So if you go, all right, well, this dude just looks like he's really fast, and then he runs a 4.7, and you're like, okay, he plays faster than what he does. Does that mean he's a better player or a worse player? It gives you confirmation of what you're seeing.
I think a lot of people get caught up in those numbers too much, though.
Oh, and the bench press stuff is fucking stupid. Yeah. Like
I was saying before, receivers and corners doing bench press, like, it's retarded.
That's stupid, but tell you what, like you said before, one of my favorite things in the draft is watching the big lineman doing the 40-yard dash, because I love to see how a 300-pound, 6'7" human who towers over me runs a 40-yard dash quicker than me. I just think, how is that humanly possible?
Yeah, one of the guys, he's cock fucking fell out of his shorts.
That was Chris Jones. That was Chris Jones.
It made my sippy cup look like a fucking... Yeah.
I thought his fucking police baton fell out of his shorts. No, it was his dick.
I remember he talking. He dove on the ground so he could fucking put it back in.
He dug a hole in the ground with that motherfucker.
Took a divot.
It was an AstroTurf.
You talking about golf taking a divot? This guy took a divot.
Mate. Hey, Chris Jones has a hog.
Shout out to Chris Jones's hog.
Hey, and he's very rich now too. Ended up being a great pick.
Shout out to any girl who's taken that, just been bored out by him. Because that is...
Hey, you know they're champing it out too. You know they're not enjoying that.
That's how you fucking build a Westgate tunnel, motherfucker.
I'm sorry, but forever. And this is probably more of a package in the pee topic, but forever, when that dude flops that out, you can't be as a girl be like, oh, great. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah.
Well, they're more like, and where do you think you're putting that?
Yeah, it's like, what is that and what are you doing with it?
Is that real?
Where'd you get that? No. Anyway, the combine's a load of shit, except for when Chris Jones' dick came out.
This one.
All right, here we got Tennessee Titans pick 7, Willie Beamon.
They should
take it.
He didn't have it.
Tennessee Titans pick 7. Who you got? I've got... Talking to your mic. Fucking rookie.
I got Joe Alt.
Yeah, they should.
Offensive tackle, Notre Dame. I got him going. He's 6'7", 322 pounds.
Big man. Jesus.
Yeah, I think he's as much of a lock as Caleb Williams to go in this pick.
He's probably the best player in the draft, in my opinion.
He's up there.
One of the best.
The guy I feel sorry for is Brock Bowers, because I actually think he might be the best player in the draft because he's tight end.
This will be the second year that the Titans have taken a tackle at first round.
Who'd they take last year?
Shit, who did they take? I had it written down here.
Oh, Skoronski.
Yes.
That's right.
Meat and taters, Skoronski. He's playing guard for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was a bit small to play tackle.
Yeah, he was not. He was kind of not a tackle. Yeah. He was like, he'll be a good tackle or like an all-pro guard, pick. But he's played that. Tackle
he's
for them
like
this
year.
Too small to play. So yeah, I think he'll be a lock. And
I think, you got Will Levis, right?
The dude can play.
And you've kind of, like, from what we've seen now, you struck a little bit of gold with him. Like, he's... Round pick that can play.
You're rolling with Levis.
Yeah,
you're
like you at least for the next two seasons, you're like, he's 100%. A second round pick. Let's fucking roll with him on zero salary.
Yep.
If you hit on Joe Alt, you hit on Skoronski, they're your meat and tater linemen. You get a couple of receivers. It doesn't matter. You haven't wasted the first round pick.
You haven't wasted a first round pick, but there's going to be another draft with better quarterbacks coming through.
Agreed.
You take them then.
Because the thing with drafting top tier offensive linemen. Yeah, like we talk about busts and like making your team better. An O-lineman can make your team better, like a great left tackle, but it can't necessarily make you win more games. A top-tier offensive line is only good if you have a competent, skilled quarterback.
Yes.
I disagree.
Well, because if you've got a guy that's playing quarterback, he's got all the time in the world and can't throw the ball, or there's no receiver that can run.
But at least he's got a shot, bro.
Yeah, but as I'm saying. So as I'm saying, like if you're a
top... At least you can run the fucking ball.
A top-tier offensive line...
At least you can make a pocket. At least... Bro.
A top-tier offensive line is premier value is when the quarterback and the receiving group are really talented. Because then you got to cover all these dudes.
Are you saying that's when you get the most out of them?
Yes, I'm saying.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm not saying they make your team better. Like you could have a top tier lineman with a tin can at quarterback and no receivers, and you don't win any more games.
No.
Yeah.
Than the year before. And then the next year you get Mahomes and you're like, now the top tier line really making us look good.
The counter to that is, can you win a Super Bowl without at least an above average offensive line? The answer is probably not.
No, you can't. Probably not. So I'm saying, so your team has to be good around it. Like, but they've got to be
probably one of the most underrated positions in the game.
That's why every team in the top 10 should fucking draft a tackle. Just draft a left tackle.
It's just not. This is the problem, right?
There's not enough of them.
This is the problem with offensive line. There's just not enough premier ones.
Yeah, but the problem is there's also not enough of those. There's not enough big men. Like, they're only a very small percentage of the population.
Yeah, that's very true. It's like if you're over 7 foot and black, you're like a 70% chance to play in, in the NBA.
No, 40.
I thought they were going to be.
No, I think the stat is like 40% of people 7 foot or over playing
in
the NBA.
Like, yeah. It's like there's just not many of them, man.
I thought that statistic was on somewhere else, and it definitely wasn't for this show. That
because you said it before too. You draft a good left tackle. You move your left tackle to right tackle. You move your right tackle to right guard. You've already upgraded three positions. Bang!
It's if you've got a guy that's struggling at left tackle that could be a good guard, and you get a premier left tackle, roll him down.
That's
what the Cowboys did for years. They got Tyron Smith, and they just rolled Doug Free to right tackle. They rolled. I can't remember. He ended up signing in Denver, the right tackle. He went and played left guard, and we fucking won 14 games. Mm. Like that's just it's like three positions with one.
Yep.
I've said it a million times. You've got to build your team from the inside out.
Inside out, baby.
Draft
from the pink to the white.
And that's what. And you look at Philly. That's what we do. We draft, and we're probably going to do the same thing again. We're gonna take a D lineman. I'm telling you. We're going to take a pass rusher. I'm telling you.
Take all the pass rushers. Do you guys have a first round pick?
Yeah.
They got 22.
Yeah. We'll take it.
I don't know about you.
The best edge rusher available, we're going to take him, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think so. All right, what's next?
Pick 9, Colts.
No, Atlanta.
Pick 8, Atlanta Falcons. Okay. I got Dallas Turner out of Alabama.
I like Dallas Turner.
Yeah.
Dude, he's 6'4".
Your dog.
And this is why you need a fucking stud offensive line. Dude's 6'4", 252 pounds, and he runs a 4'4", 640.
He's Jalen Carter, basically. He's Jalen Carter. Possible? He's the same mold. The thing with Atlanta though, are they gonna get sucked into needing another offensive talent here? Like, because at this point, is Marvin Harrison Jr. is on the board for you right now?
Oh yeah, because the teams have traded up.
Because you took Neighbors. Oh, did Marvin Harrison Jr. go to
Arizona?
He went first. You're right. So unless one of those big three receivers are there, they're probably not
gonna going to.
Do they need to take another receiver?
It depends on what they think of Kyle Pitts.
You got Kyle Pitts and you got fucking Drake London.
I think you got
Bijan.
I don't like Drake London.
I would be going O-line.
I think O-line or D-line. Meat and Tater position.
Meat and Taters, but get something for fucking Bijan to actually run behind.
Well,
so you don't have to keep swinging him out.
They've got Chris Lindstrom, they've got Jake Matthews. Their center's decent. Caleb McGarry's okay. Like they've been one of the better running teams the last few years. Yeah. They need talent and they need defensive talent. I think Atlanta are in a gold position. Pick 8, you're probably going to have one of the top 5 rated players, not by
That's
position.
What I was
gonna
say. Yes,
and they're just going to sit there and go, like, Joe Alt might,
they
maybe Tennessee.
They don't need to sell the house to trade up to get it. To
Tennessee might be like, we don't want Joe Alt, we want Dallas Turner. And then the Falcons are like, we'll take Joe Alt.
Perfect.
Done. You could even have a handshake agreement. Like, Tennessee, who do you want? We'll just take the other one. We don't care.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I mean.
That's what I was going to say.
They're in a good position because they don't need a quarterback.
Just take the best player available. That's what they should be doing.
Yeah, and they've got so many. Like, D-lineman is fine for them. Edge rusher, fine. There's not a lot of good edge rushers in this draft, but that might be an edge rusher spot. They might even have, the Jets might be like, we want that third receiver. We're going to jump the Bears for the third receiver.
I'm going to put this.
We'll drop back to a 10.
I reckon Atlanta are going to be real good this season.
I liked them last year and I went early. I had faith in the Riddler.
The Ridley.
Riddler.
They got Cousins. If they get a good pick here, if they get that tackle, they're going to be fucking good, man.
I feel it inside.
Yeah, I said they're going to be shit about a month ago. I stand by it. I don't think Cousins going to be a game changer. It'd be good defense.
I also said Derek Carr was better than Dak Prescott. People never forget. You did too, George. Shut your fucking mouth. You did too. You all said it.
No, I said it. I fucking said it. I'll stand behind it.
I'll stand on that.
I'd die
on that hill.
All right, Scotty, calm down. We're dying on shitty hills. All right, pick 9, Chicago Bears receiver, surely.
No.
Ooh,
I've got him taking a tight end.
Ooh. You got Brock Bowers?
Brock Bowers.
Brocky Boo.
I reckon he's going off the board because they get a pass blocker so they can block for Caleb Williams, but they also get someone who can run out and make a catch.
Also good. They're actually a sneaky, decent running team, Chicago.
Correct.
They've got, who's their tight end they've already got? Kyle Kmet.
Yep.
It gives them, two tight end sets are the new thing. Yeah.
My thing, Kittle, I know you hate him.
I like Kittle. As a player, he's a fucking outstanding
football
player.
And Kelsey, I think they have changed the game.
He's a fuckwit. He wore a Fuck Dallas t-shirt. Fuck off.
I reckon you said he was shit.
No, no. I think he's overrated. I think he's overrated.
I think he said he was shit.
Yeah. No, no, no. He's overrated. He's not.
What?
He is not the greatest. Like, they talk about him like he's fucking Travis Kelce. He doesn't deserve that respect.
No, he doesn't.
But Travis Kelce gets open all the time. But I think
a better blocker.
Yeah, I think what Kittle does for his offense is substantial. Yeah. He's an important player.
No, he's very important.
I think he's overrated 100%, but I also think he's a good player. Like, if the Cowboys picked him up, I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be like, no way, I don't want that dude.
Yeah.
No. I'm not an idiot. I just think he was a fuckwit last year, and I think it actually hurt his play. I think he needs, I liked it when he just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've got them. I've got Brock
Bowers. We've all said that. Players just need to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Oil and water, baby.
Brock Bowers going pick 9. He's out of Georgia. So, you know, he's played against good opposition.
People love him, but he's a tight end. Like, how early do you take a tight end?
I was going to say,
240.
That was my only query. Like,
56 receptions, 714 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's putting up numbers that receivers are putting up.
He's just a tight end.
I think everything you said, I agree with the game.
I think they've come through and they're making tight end position a lot more important than what it has been in the past because they're not just viewed, they're viewed a lot more highly as the fact that they can block. And they can be dangerous.
So big.
Who was the tight end from that went to Detroit last year? I forgot his name now.
Yeah.
No, Hawkinson. Hawkinson's in Minnesota now. Who was the rookie? Fucking gun.
Oh,
Nate. I'm forgetting his name.
He had an unreal season too.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Like, look at the Isaiah Likely as well. He's fucking 6'4". He's not the best blocking tight end yet. Hawkinson. But you can throw the fucking ball up to him.
No, Hawkinson's from years ago. Last year they took a guy in the second round who was like rookie of the year contention tight end. Why are we all forgetting his name?
We're
all
right.
Starts
with B.
I'm on
here.
Anyway, he changed the Lions. Yeah, like, he was a big reason the Lions were so good last year.
I think they're becoming more valued. So I reckon it could be a little rough take the tight end off the board. We've already got Caleb Williams. And the thing is, that they might look at it and go, there's plenty of depth, excuse me, in this draft at receivers.
Sam LaPorta.
Yes.
The lapdog. The salami importer.
Even if we drop down like in our later picks, I still think we're going to get an adequate receiver.
So it's a very deep receiver draft. Yeah. You're right. It comes down to like that old adage of, well, do we take the third best receiver now, or are we comfortable waiting to potentially get, you might not get a Brian Lee, but some, like another receiver who's still pretty good, knowing that if you want a tight end, there's no other good tight end.
Yep.
That's why this is what happens.
You've already got some good
receivers.
Well,
you'll either get a run on the receivers. They'll go two A's with the draft, right? At this point, when Marvin Harrison and Neighbors are gone and there's one receiver, you will get teams go, fuck, we're going to miss out on all the receivers. And they'll start jumping up for them to get a run on them. Or teams will go, let's just hold our dicks here and not trade the farm.
But don't forget, they also got Keenan. The Bears got Keenan Allen.
Yeah. I don't think the Bears will take a receiver.
And more.
Yeah, I think Bowers makes sense, and O-line again.
But how long does Allen have?
1 year. I think he's got one.
So why wouldn't you get a receiver?
Yeah, if someone's there, like
if there's a receiver there, this I'm is taking what we.
This is why pre-draft shit is so hard. Later? Because later. Like, there's a world that Marvin Harrison's here. There's a world that Neighbors is here. Like, you just don't know what people are gonna fucking do.
Yeah,
like people shit the bed and go.
They panic.
Like the Raiders took Henry Ruggs once when everyone was like. He's like the fourth best wide receiver.
Yeah, then the next.
And there's a chance an idiot organization like the Bears will go, oh, let's just take some fucking offensive lineman who's a second round pick because we like him.
Mm.
This is why you just don't know.
There are also rumors, the Colts might trade up.
I think the Colts would be one that could, because people are forgetting. Like we discussed this last week, Colts have Anthony Richardson. They've got a quarterback they've invested in, so they've got a. Their window's now ticking. Like, they've got to get going. So
they got a decent O-line. They've got a good running back.
Yeah.
Too, so yeah,
like, they're kind of in a window now,
if you
too.
Draft a stud receiver, you're really fucking on the up. I agree.
Yeah. All right, Jets. New York Jets. At 10.
I got them taking, I don't know how to spell this, say this guy's last name, Rome.
Rome Odunze.
Odunze.
Yeah.
Out of Washington.
Yep. That's fair enough.
Last season, 92 receptions, 1,640 yards.
13, definitely a need.
13 tutties. He had an average of 17.8 yards per catch.
Ooh,
I think he'll be a great option at the Jets because you got Wilson on the other side.
Yeah,
I think it gives him another receiving. Did the Jets still have Hardman?
No, they remember they traded him back to the Chiefs last year and then he went and won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He scored the game winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. One of the craziest seasons ever. Got paid by someone else and then won a Super Bowl with the club.
Yeah, so I think with Garrett Wilson on the other side, I think he'll be a great addition.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. And I think, as we've discussed this, that the Jets are the ultimate. They're in the ultimate 1 year. If we're going to be good, it's got to be this year.
They have to sell because they've got 1 year left of Aaron Rodgers.
And a receiver's there. Even if, like, if Brock Bowers was there, I could see them doing that. And then at least you've got, you know, Garrett Wilson and Roman Duse or Bowers, whoever it is. And you can go, well, if Rodgers retires, at least we have an attractive sort of... It's like the Vikings. Like, we can go and get a vet and he's not coming into a... Fuck, who am I throwing the ball to?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And then next year they can go, oh, we've just got to get a tackle and, you know, they can set themselves up. Young receivers are always a good pick.
Yeah.
I think. I agree. Minnesota Vikings, I don't think they'll pick here. I think the Vikings will move.
I think they're going to trade to LA.
Yeah, I think they'll move up somewhere. I don't know where and I don't know who for, but I think if not the Patriots, it'll be someone.
I'll be very surprised if they don't trade up and get a quarterback.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, I've got the Chargers taking this pick because I believe...
Oh, did you ever trade?
I've got a trade, yeah. Because I've got them trading for pick 5.
Oh, and then them taking McCarthy.
I've got them going up to pick 5 to take McCarthy.
Yeah, I like
that. And then LA dropping back to take... Obviously, they've already got a... stud quarterback. I love Justin Herbert. I think he's a great quarterback.
He's a stud.
I rate him massively. I know
generational talent.
Hates him.
Generational talent.
Talese Fuega, the offensive tackle out of Oregon State.
Oh, yeah. Fuego.
6'6", 334 pounds. We know Harbaugh is not interested in taking a skilled position first round. There's actually a good deal later, which he'll take someone better.
What are you saying?
He's a fucking villain.
What did he say?
I didn't even say anything.
What did he say?
I didn't say shit. I actually didn't say shit.
Anyway, continue. He's up to no good.
He is.
Didn't say shit.
I think you'll strength up though. I think they need to build that O-line for Herbert to stand there.
And we all know what Harbaugh wants to do. He's an inside-out operator. Yeah. He's gonna operate.
Well, from reports as well, LA have picked 23 too. They're going to take Brian Thomas out of LSU, the receiver. So if they somehow pull that off, they get a stud offensive lineman and a stud receiver.
So the Chargers have pick 22.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they got.
They got two picks.
From memory,
that's exactly what they should be doing. The high pick, you draft an O lineman, and then you draft a receiver. Perfect.
They might have two picks. I just didn't know that.
If they do that, that's perfect.
No, they don't.
They have why have I got that there?
Maybe you got them trading.
Yeah, I think I've got them trading.
Anyway,
good trade.
I'll have a look at it. But yeah, at the moment, Philly's got pick 22.
Now we've got Denver, which poor fucking soul gets to land in Denver. At least for the rookies getting drafted now, there'll be money to pay them in a couple of years.
If you got traded to Denver, would you just not play? Like,
No, you'd play. Because the vet min's enough to make me go, I'll strap him up.
I'll strap him up. Get my D1s out.
I'll get out there and have a little red hot at it.
Your vet minute at quarter range isn't that much and you still strap them up.
No.
What pick at Denver?
12.
There's all reports.
Will there be a quarterback there for them?
No, you've got four quarterbacks done.
Yeah. There's all reports they're going to trade out because the good quarterbacks will be gone. But
unless they want a Penix Jr.
To the Jags. I think the Jags will trade up and take pick 12 and they'll take cornerback Quinnen Mitchell.
Over Kool-Aid McKinstry.
You know, he's not the most touted defensive back. And there's one coming up which you boys will love.
He's got
for our fair skin too.
Oh, Jesus. I know who you're talking about. Iowa.
I've got some.
Oh, man, that guy, dog.
He's good.
I'm thinking a different one.
Dog. A bit of the French swagger about him.
Should we talk about him now?
Yeah, go.
So, I had pick 23, the chart, but that's a different pick. Pick 22 of the Eagles, and I think they're taking Cooper DeJean, cornerback.
That Eagles team. Do you know what the reason I think you're wrong is because Philadelphia will fucking kill that kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
First white cornerback to start an NFL game since like 2004.
Do you know who it was?
The boys need this.
Jason Seahorn was the last starting cornerback.
The boys do need this.
We need this. This is the one time that the four of us as white men can say, we need this. We are now in position to actually comment on this.
Billy's going
to
be like, I can play in the NFL. This guy,
he's wide enough. He looks short. I don't know if he is short.
He's 6'1".
It's not short.
6'1", 203. So
it's short term. 94 kgs. It's decent for a corner. Did you see his fucking combine? Oh, he didn't do the combine, but his pro day measurables were fucking unbelievable. I know he's white. But somewhere along the line, he got some dog in him. I don't know. His mum was with the milkman.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know. He's got a sprinkle. Like he's just, no, no he, white dude's that athletic. Like
a little bit of chocolate in that milky thing.
Yeah.
He looks like he's got Michael Jackson and just lost his pigment.
Yeah, like there was some... Because he looks like a... He's a fucking athlete. I am not... And I'm not saying this to be racist. There is just no white dudes for the past 20 years that have been that athletic.
If you're telling me
out
a white
of Iowa?
Dude,
like... Josh Iowa? Allen's probably the most athletic white dude.
Out of all the places, Iowa?
It's pretty white.
It's a lot of cornfields.
Shout out to Iowa.
Shout out to Iowa. The no, boys.
I thought
got- what I wouldn't be shocked about with DeGene in like 3 years' time is like, oh, so turns out I did Ancestry.com. I'm a bit black.
A little bit of chocolate.
I'm about 30%. Sorry, guys. It's my bad.
Maybe it's just albino. Like, we don't
every,
know.
Every white dude would be like, fuck, all we had, man.
As much as I would love this, I think the Eagles will be taking a pass rusher. I'll be very surprised if they don't.
They're pretty. The Eagles need a bit, like corners, yeah. Corner fits, pass rush fits. There's a few spots. There's a few spots they could be.
I think at that stage they can really just look. They'll have maps up on in the room and they go, well, if this guy's not there, we're going to take this guy because we need him just as much as we need this guy. So
the late first round picks are actually enjoyable. Like from the playoff teams that get to pick in the first round, they're fucking fun because they're already good. And it's just like, all right,
let's tweak.
Who's the dude that can just give us that little Essendon edge, you know? But like week in, week out, not just once a month.
I thought Billy was going to say Kool-Aid McAllister.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
McKinstry.
The cool, who, spoiler alert, he's not white.
Fantastic. Oh, really?
No, he's not.
Surely he got an NIR deal with Kool-Aid.
I am shocked.
Yeah.
Now, you know he's rated the fifth best corner in the draft?
Corner or DB?
DB.
Because they have him as a bit of a hybrid.
Yeah,
a hybrid.
Well he obviously can play both, but he's ranked fifth.
All right, who else have you? I know you've got a few like little special ones, like outside of the top first round. Let's get to a few of them because we're running out of time.
Yep. So I got that Kool-Aid McKinstry, obviously Alabama.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a great pickup there. As I said, Brian Thomas out of LSU. Whoever
That'd
gets
be
him,
the second LSU receiver.
Yep.
Yeah.
He can run.
How many LSU players you got going in this first round?
No, these two are studs.
No, Brian Lee. I think they'd be there. It'd be Jaden Daniels and those two.
No, it'd be Malik Nabers.
Nabers as well.
Brian Thomas and Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, so I just
they
said
were the three best.
I just said Jaden Daniels and those two.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. They're the two receivers.
Oh, sorry.
He flipped it on you.
I'm like, no, I respect it.
Sorry,
I respect it.
Yeah, I think he's a stud. He had 68 receptions. In 2023, he had 68 receptions. 1,177 yards, 17 tutties. This is while Brian Thomas is on the other side of the field taking scores too.
Yeah.
So I think the dude's just, like, he's a stud. Yeah. He's so good. So I think he's going to be a good pick.
Who else you got?
Bo Nix out of Oregon.
Oh, this is a fun one.
I don't – now, whoever gets him has the potential to have, like, a really, really good quarterback, but I feel like he needs to sit behind a vet.
Yeah.
He did have a long...
Isn't he already like 42?
Yeah, he had a long college career.
Like he was... His first year was Herbert's first year and they played against each other and Herbert's in his fifth year in the NFL. It's
transferred
wild.
Out of Oregon. Transferred out of Auburn.
So
at the
had to
end
keep
21.
Sitting a year because the old rules were transferred. Yeah.
But, I mean, last season he threw for 4,500 yards, 45 tutties, 3 interceptions. Had a QB rating of 91.2, which was
Oregon,
second in this draft.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
This
I think he's going to be almost a steal late.
This is a real, like, obviously...
Do you reckon he goes in the first round?
Nah,
no.
Round.
Nah, yeah, third or fourth, something like that. Yeah.
Second, third.
Second, yeah, he's definitely going
to
be a first round.
He won't slide to the fourth, and it'll be either early...
He's like a New Orleans sort of team that'll come in and be like, you know what, we'll get you and sit you behind Carr for a year.
Also pick 44 at the Raiders. The Raiders could take him at pick 44.
That's not bad,
yeah.
Which I think they could very well be a very
any
good
of
fit
those
for him.
First round teams that decide, you know what, we didn't get the guy we wanted last year, like Penix Jr., Rattler to an extent, Bo Nix. Like I said, I just think that there's as a non college football guy, as we all know, the narrative that like what I'm there is a really good chance that Penix Jr., Spencer Rattler, Bo Nix, the kid out of Tennessee, Milton with the cannon arm. There's a real chance and there's a world where they end up, one of them ends up being the best quarterback.
I can tell you now, it won't be Spencer Rattler.
Maybe not Rattler.
The dude's a
he's a weird looking dude too.
Talk about pigment.
Is he albino?
I don't know if he's black or white.
His mum's white, dad black.
Yeah.
I guess what they're saying.
But got no colour on him.
Yeah.
As the great poet and pedophile Michael Jackson once said, it don't matter if you're black or white.
He wouldn't burn though. That's his biggest thing. He wouldn't burn.
No, he'd tan and wouldn't burn.
Yes.
And would he say the word? What team is he playing?
Yeah, he would. He's that guy. He's so arrogant. I watched him.
You hate Spencer.
Yeah, because I watched him in QB1. Underlines it. And he was just so arrogant.
What team would he play on, though? That's the big question.
I don't know. We'd have to get Will Compton in to get this work this out. It all comes in. Does he say the word or not?
I got Rattler going to the Bucks. Pick 57.
To sit behind Bakes.
That'd be a great quarterback room.
That's a great quarterback.
He'd walk in the first day and Bakes go, all right, listen, fuckhead. I've been at the top, man. I've seen it all. You're a fuckhead.
I've been in your position.
Yes. Bakes out of Oklahoma. He went to Oklahoma, transferred out, went to South Carolina.
What's the Jets' second round pick?
What is it? Yeah. I don't know. We haven't done it yet. Draft Friday, man.
No, as in like...
second round Saturday. Thank you very much.
Number jerk off.
It'll be 10 past 32. So a quick math, 42.
They should take Bo Nix.
Be fun.
That would be good.
I think the Jets might take Penix Jr.
Before this episode gets too long, Billy, what's your question, mate? You said you had a question.
Oh yeah, what's your question?
He's been quiet on us. He hasn't sent us many questions, but we got him in the studio.
He's quieted down a little bit.
George picked on him once. George did attack him.
No, it was not because of that. I just ran out of questions.
You're just lucky George doesn't slide into the DMs if you miss it. That's what you should be more worried about.
Go for it.
No, he's got a real fuck. You don't bring this shit on. He's got a real penance for getting into DM.
What the fuck?
Don't start me now. All right? Don't start me. You just, all right.
That's my job on the Vault podcast, okay? Yeah, I do that on the Vault.
Muted him.
Question.
You get no response, you DM slider.
Question.
Yes, question. Go.
This is an inside joke. You can tell me off air.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
George is a scumbag. That's the inside joke. Absolute scumbag.
Hey, allegedly.
Sorry, allegedly. Allegedly.
There's nothing alleged about it. It's all here in black and white.
Thank you. It's not alleged. Scumbag. Anyway, ask your question.
Y'all are crazy, man. Y'all are crazy. You're doing me fucking dirty here big time.
So...
Ask a question, please.
I went a bit quiet on the questions because I ran out of questions. It was very hard every week.
Yeah, some good ones.
And straight away, trying to throw me under the bus like I attacked Billy. Billy's my fucking dog, man.
I don't know. There's been some hate in the room.
Get the clips.
There's been some hate.
I disagree.
All love to Billy.
Billy always has an issue with whoever sits in this chair over here. All love with Billy. On all podcasts, whoever's sitting in this exact chair, there's always hate.
That's lies. Have a listen to the pot stir.
Cap.
That's cap.
Just cap him.
No cap.
You've literally got the two guys that you're talking about telling you you're wrong. No cap. What the fuck?
No cap, bro.
You die on that hill.
I'm dying on the hill. Like Prescott's a bust because he didn't win a playoff game.
He's still a bust.
He's first Whoa. Year.
He's still a bust.
He's really a bust. Please. I'm off him. Actually, just before you ask your question, did you see the mask they asked Dak Prescott about how he's feeling about the Cowboys, whether they extend him or blah, 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 being a free agent? And he was like, I'm very comfortable with what's going to happen next season. Yeah. He's like, either the Cowboys are going to pay me
or someone else will.
He was like, I have no fear about what's coming for me.
So he should.
Whether that's the Cowboys or someone else. He said, I'd love for either Cowboys. But he's like, I'm not worried if the Cowboys don't want me next year. He's like, I'll be fine.
Just go and fucking play.
It was such a good line because he was basically like to the reporters in like, are you an idiot? Yeah. Like, have you seen... Jameis Winston just got paid money to play quarterback. Like, what do you think I'm going to get?
Yeah, exactly.
When you started and said Mars, then I thought you were saying he was on The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer.
And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
We don't have the time for this today, but everyone's simmering on this. How is that a show? Billy, your question.
Nick Cannon.
Agreed.
Speaking of fucking.
Slinging.
He's got some bobas.
12 kids.
He just runs around throwing jizz.
He's got a whole football team.
Like, stop fucking impregnating different women, man. Like, anyway, question.
He's got 12 with 8.
So,
shout out Nick Cannon.
I've kept quiet because I could have thrown some questions in, but I wanted them to be of quality and I didn't want them to slip.
Quality over quantity.
Question.
Just like you.
Would you rather $5 million right now
Jesus Christ.
Or the ability to know every coin toss?
Oh.
Every coin toss. You could make your $5 million back from betting on it. Okay.
Who am I betting,
are you allowed to bet on the coin toss?
You are, but not... Let me rephrase it. For the next... 3 years. You're only allowed to know the coin toss for the next 3 years.
Who am I betting with? What betting company?
No, coin toss. You can bet how much? No. They'd end up banning you, wouldn't they?
Yes, they do.
You'd win like 5 in a row and then they'd go, you're putting $500,000 on a coin toss. Like, you can't bet anything.
Yeah, I'm a degenerate.
Yeah, they would fuck. That's a problem with betting is they can literally go, you know what? You're not allowed to bet anymore because you're up to something.
That's what the casinos do. Will
I take the $5 million. $5 million.
You're taking the $5 million?
Yeah, because I genuinely think they'd... Because then you'd bet on, you'd try to go to another betting place and they'd be like, nah, Sportsbet already told us about you, mate. You keep winning. You're not letting you do it.
I'm taking $5 million because they will ban you. And I don't think there's enough coin tosses you can bet on to get you to $5 million.
That's the thing, because you've got to start
16 the first 3 weeks.
You've got to start off with the amount of money you've got now.
So if you bet all you had on the
I'm betting a large coffee.
I don't know, man. If you got to think, if you bet all you had,
how much have you got to build up to get to the $5 million?
You've got 16 games the first week.
Oh
right?
No, actually,
if you put everything you had on 16 games on the coin toss. Because I imagine the coin toss pays.
But you can't bet on the coin toss in fucking regular season games. They don't have it as a market.
Yeah, so it's only for the Super Bowls.
That's what I mean.
Well then, no.
But look at it this way: if you have $100, you're only 10 blackjack hands away from Elon Musk net worth. Yeah. Keep punting.
Always chase your losses. That's what
gamble responsibly.
No. No, don't. This is no. We have had this discussion.
Gamble responsibly.
My good mate Richard Garraway used to always say, "Gamble responsibly." Here's a fact for you guys:
you're an adult.
I don't fucking care how you gamble. You can gamble responsibly, irresponsibly. You can gamble with your house. You can gamble your
missus' car. Tuition fund.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you do. If you don't want to do it responsibly, don't do it responsibly. Always chase your losses.
Chances are you probably have to lose.
Chances are you will lose.
No, I'm taking the $5 million.
You win some, you lose more.
I'm taking $5 million. I don't think there's enough bets to do it, but good. It's a very good one.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It does make
thanks,
you think.
Thanks, Bill.
Not for long, but it was good.
And thanks for coming, Bill.
Let's wrap this up. Billy, thanks for coming. He's had fucking three drinks while he's here. He's really getting into the show here.
It's because
it's a Sunday.
He's just slipping.
You got an RDO to her, don't you?
No, I don't.
He's just slipping into this package in the pay scenario.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a...
Oh, yeah. Wait, you're not working Friday?
Thursday, Friday off. Nah. Are we all watching the draft together Friday?
Yep.
I got to work Friday. At the moment, I got to work Friday.
Hey, Billy, you want to watch the draft together Friday?
Yep.
Hey, George, want to watch the draft together Friday?
I'll get back to you.
It's always the same.
Yeah, it's probably got some DMs sliding into it. Anyway, let's just out of this show.
That's another week, boys. Draft show. Happy 1 year. Love you, boys. We'll see you a couple of weeks. We'll recap.
We're doing the draft. We're doing a post-draft podcast Saturday.
Saturday, yep.
He was in this chat.
I'm going to send through.
Or Friday night, one or the other.
Yeah, that's where I was confused.
Friday night.
Saturday.
We'll take this off air.
Saturday afternoon.
Peace out, everybody.
I'll send through all my thingos and we'll see how many I got right.
Yep. You're a legend. Thanks for coming on, Bill.
Thanks, boys.
See you, boys.
Yo, welcome to the show. Gather round, listen close. We got George, Brock, and J.A. bringing you the most NFL podcast. It's about to go down. Three amigos ready to run this town. George, man, he's the Eagles' number one fan. Obnoxious and loud.